And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, it's not often we have a couple of cars to drive at the same time, but that did happen. I'll let you start. You started, let me let you start off. You had an actual EV vehicle that you were able to drive here this past week. That was a 2024 Polestar 2.
Yeah, so some of you folks have probably been seeing these cars drive around. You look at the logo and you're like, that I've never seen that. What, you know, this must be a new manufacturer. Well, it sort of is. So it's a Polestar 2, Dad. It's sort of a sedan slash, you're kind of this crossover, kind of like what you'd see the Volvo hatchbacks. And surprise, it is a Volvo, right?
Okay.
It's Volvo's all-electric variants of cars. And so people, some reviews are like, well, this is a whole new, you know, untried brand. No. It's still Volvo. They're using their same things. They're just basically rebranding. It's kind of putting a different badge on it, similar to, you know, Hyundai, Kia, something like that nature.
Right.
To kind of drive different people to it, right? There's actually different dealers even for it versus a Volvo. But it shares a lot of the same underpinnings.
It's the same manufacturer, so it's going to look similar, even some of the interior. Really quick, which, by the way, I'm going to throw this in. I like the looks of the car. I think they've done a really good job of building an EV that, frankly, doesn't look like an EV.
No. They have done a fantastic job of sort of melding the sort of technology futuristic-y looks of a lot of these EVs with kind of the more stylish elegance of a traditional Volvo.
Correct.
And because when you look at this car, you don't know what it is. But then once you kind of look at it, and like the inside, it does look like a Volvo. It's got a similar infotainment system, but it's got some different features. For example, kind of like a major, I'll say, kind of like a Tesla where you can watch videos and stuff. In this car, when you are parked, you can pull up Prime Video, and you can literally watch a full movie as you are charging if you wanted to, which is a cool thing. Now, granted, I wish they would do a widescreen version of it versus everything is in a portrait mode, but that's honestly just splitting hairs, to be honest with you.
Right.
Ultimately, this car, I really enjoyed it. There's two different models. There's different levels and stuff that you can get. There's a single motor variant, or there's a dual motor variant. We had the dual motor variant with the performance pack, which gives you a software upgrade, 455 horsepower and 546.
Yeah, so you broke up for a moment. It's 455, is that right?
Okay. Horsepower, 546 of torque. And one thing about this car, Dad, and you've driven a lot of EVs, some EVs are a little touchy when it comes to the acceleration and torque, right? The torque is instantaneous because it's an electric motor. One nice thing I really like that Polestar, my apologies, what they've done here is it's a really smooth acceleration if you want to. It's got a really long pedal in a good way.
Oh.
And so if you really want to smash on it and send yourself, you know, 0 to 60 in sub 4 seconds, you can do that. Or if you want to just take off nice and easy, you can do that as well. It's got single pedal driving, and for folks that don't know what that is,
I love
basically
it.
Basically, when you release the pedal, the brakes essentially take
the regenerative
over
braking kicks in, and you don't have to do much of it. It's called one pedal driving, and I love it.
Exactly. And honestly, it takes a little bit getting used to, but I will say this. I wish other manufacturers would start incorporating this, because I found getting into my wife's large SUV, I was hoping for it to be there,
right?
And it wasn't. So it actually took a little bit of getting used
to.
But the performance version, Dad, drives phenomenal. Range, right? That's what people are worried about. About 275 miles on a kind of a full battery pack, you could say. Yep, we went to 100% on ours. In terms of charging this thing, I've got a regular level 2 charger. Honestly, I was able to charge from about 220 miles or so to that 275 within about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
And so literally you could, for most people at home, if you've got that level 2 charger, you could plug in and charge every single night and not have any issues. Outside of that, Dad, the apportionments are nice. Everything that you would expect from a Volvo, right? Just some nice luxury soft touch materials. And like I said, the performance piece is fun. It's got a launch mode, a G meter as far as you can have fun with that. And the car just works really, really well. Don't know how else to say it. This was a very rare case, Dad, where it's our first time in a vehicle. And I can genuinely tell you, folks, I was impressed. Mm. I really like how it drove. I really like a lot of the features in it. And honestly, I would probably go out and buy this one. And that's the last thing I'm going to say to you. Price-wise, you can get this vehicle from anywhere from about $42,000 to 62,000, depending on how you outfit it.
Okay.
And they're only going to get better with the technology. Really like it. So if you want to learn more about this, folks, and again, relatively new to the market, this is the Polestar 2. I encourage you, head to your local Polestar dealer. You probably have to do a little bit of research to see where that's at. Get online, do a little bit of research, and if you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.